In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak and bear testimony for Him. So before I begin, I was approached by Andy to bear testimony for this YSC, and initially I was kind of reluctant because I thought like, hey, I already testified for the Lord before, so why do you pick me again? It's like there's so many other people you could pick from, right? So, well, I'd like to encourage everyone to have a testimony of your own, because it's important to have your testimony in order to preach to other people, because only through your own personal testimony can you actually touch someone to believe in God. So with that, I'd like to thank God for giving me the opportunity to testify for Him. And I'd like to say that it is not really what I say that... It's not really what I say that touches you, but really it's God that touches you, right? So even though someone said that I have a whiny robotic voice, it doesn't matter, because it is actually God who does the work. So so may He guide me in what I have to say today. So today's title, I titled it From Death into Life, is because in the Bible it mentions a lot about life and death. And actually, Jesus' death on the cross has brought life to us, right, through His precious blood. And so that would be the theme of my testimony today. And also, before you get all excited thinking that you're going to hear about me seeing the precious blood of Jesus or the pillars of fire, well, I have to disappoint you right now. None of that happened. So I feel like my testimony is something that most of us can relate to, because I don't think a lot of us have like really great spiritual experiences, but it's important to see God in our everyday lives, and even like the minute details is important to be able to glorify God in everything. So I shall begin my testimony. So I shall testify how death has brought life to both my mom and I in two turning points that has brought us to Christ. I was born in Singapore to a family of five. I have an older sister and a younger twin brother. Since young, my family did not believe in any religion. My parents taught us that we had to excel in school in order to succeed in life. So academic pressure in school was immense, and I spent a lot of time studying. So there was not much time to ponder about religion. So I came to the United States for college when I was 21, after my mandatory military service. So my decision to come to the States was to experience a new life and culture. So my brother remained with my parents while my sister was already working in the States at that time. So I remember one summer when I was back in Singapore for vacation, and my brother, who was recently baptized into the True Jesus Church, brought me to church. He testified to me how he came to be baptized. I was amazed by his zealous faith in Jesus and also the belief in the true doctrines in the church. And I also noticed a transformation in him after his baptism. He used to have a really hot temper, but mellowed a lot since becoming a Christian. So that summer vacation left an impression with me, and I remembered what my brother told me about the gospel of Christ. I was back in college in fall 2003 semester. And one night, I remember one night when I was driving back to my apartment from the supermarket, that I saw two dark figures waiting in the center divider trying to cross the road. The street was very dark, and I thought that it must have been really dangerous. Not long after I passed them, I heard two loud thud sound. It was like the most ominous sound I've ever heard. So I made a U-turn, and to my horror, there were two bodies lying on the road and a stopped truck. The truck behind me on the overtaking lane had knocked them down. So I felt like I was living in a bad dream, and it was almost like a Twilight Zone kind of feeling. So, but I stayed till like the paramedics and the police arrived. So that night I was really shaken up, and it was the first time that I knelt down to pray on my own, and I prayed for the two women who were knocked down. So I learned the very next day that the two women passed away in the hospital and were in fact students of one of my electrical engineering class. So it dawned on me that death was not something that you just read about or see in the movies, but it was very real and very near. And indeed, life is so fragile and precious. So the memory of their deaths played an important role in my decision to be baptized almost 2 years later. So in 2004, I moved from Michigan to Irvine for work in a startup company. And also at that time, my girlfriend from college broke up with me. So I was in Irvine alone with no friends or family, and I was both heartbroken and lonely. And thankfully, the Irvine church was close to the place I rented, and my brother encouraged me to go to church. And this was when I started going to church by myself. And the sermons and the Bible brought much comfort to me. So I started reading the Bible regularly and wanted to know more about the truth. The Bible answered a lot of the questions that I have about life and death, which are not taught in school. So I digress a little bit. Like I know like many of you like study science and everything, and I feel like science is a good way of answering how things work in the world, but it doesn't answer why things happen as they are, right? And I feel like the Bible actually explains a lot of the things that that is really not taught in school, and it's really important to read about it. and also a funny thing is that, you know, our science has progressed so much that, you know, we can go to the moon, we can have the iPads or the eye stuff, right? And but yet the biggest question in life about life and death, we have no answer for it, right? And that's why it's really important to get this answer from the Bible and from our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so back to my testimony. Okay, so moreover, I felt the love of God through the care and prayers of the brothers and sisters in church. So I felt like I belonged to the church and decided to get baptized on May of 2005. So it was a chance for me to receive God's grace of salvation and to live a new and meaningful life in Christ. However, as stated in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though something strange happened to you. So death would once again come knocking on the door, but this time falling on a loved one. So before I talk about my dad's passing in 2008, I would like to talk more about my parents. So since young, my parents have been career-minded and usually work long hours. So my dad especially was a workaholic, and he would be on his cell phone 24/7, talking about business, even on family vacations. So sadly, his health was not the greatest, and he was diagnosed with kidney failure in 1998. And even more tragically, my uncle, my dad's brother, suddenly passed away due to a stroke in 1999. And my uncle's passing, my dad received a kidney transplant from my uncle, and it gave him a new chance in life. So my uncle's passing did indeed bring life to my dad, and he used the opportunity to start a business and work tirelessly. So my dad was pretty successful in his business, but during the financial crisis in 2007, business took a nosedive and he was very stressed out. So his health deteriorated quickly and suddenly one day, I received an urgent phone call that my dad had a seizure and he was sent to the hospital. So when I rushed back to Singapore, my dad was admitted to the ICU and his condition was very grave. He had to be put on an external respirator and could not breathe on his own. So the 2 weeks spent outside the ICU were the worst days of my life. So thank God, through much prayer and prayers from brothers and sisters, I was able to pass through that difficult time. So before that, my brother and I had tried preaching to my parents before, but they were too busy with work and had no interest in religion. But when my dad was gravely ill, my mom, who was an unbeliever at that time, also prayed with us desperately. So unfortunately, my dad passed away on July 11th, 2008, which coincided with my mom's birthday. So a day of joy was turned to a day of mourning. And it was also the saddest day of my life. So thank God the brothers and sisters from the Singapore church helped out with the funeral proceedings, and my dad was sent away peacefully. So before I returned to the States, I testified to my mom about how I came to church. Through the grace of God, she started to attend church regularly with my brother. A year later, my mom received baptism and received the Holy Spirit a few months later. So indeed, God works in mysterious ways, and sometimes His will is only evident sometime later. So through the grace of God, my dad's passing brought life to my mom. And also for me, witnessing death has also brought life to me. So we know that the Bible, that Christ's death has given us a new life that leads to eternity. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for him, for him who died for them and rose again." So do not let Christ's death be in vain. Let the Lord be your God. Let Him be the center and love of your life. And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So may all glory and honor be unto His holy name. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Yang Hing's testimony about how he became a member in the True Jesus Church. I would like to make also the simple conclusion. Let's turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 16. John 15, 16. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." Here Jesus say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Many brothers and sisters, when they recalled how did they become a Christian, finally, we always can make a conclusion. Yes, it's not my ability. It's not because I wiser than others. It's the chosen of God. Just like Brother Yang Hing mentioned, he grew up in a family. Their parents did not very interesting in religion. However, God chose his brother first, just like Paul told the jailer, you believe in Jesus and your whole household will be saved. So the first, God arranged Yang Hing's brother to know Jesus and to believe in Jesus. And in his young life, it seems the religion is not important for him. God is not important for him. However, in his college life, there was a car accident just happened in his eyesight. So inspired him to consider about the death, the life. So this is also a very important inspiration for him. And the third, after he graduated from the university, he got a job just very close to the church of Irvine. Because he has the inspiration concerning about the death, the light, the life. So he is easy to accept his brother's encouragement. So he came to the church. That time I am a station minister in Urban Church. I still remembered Yang Hing attend church service even more than our young brothers and sisters. In Urban Church, the weekday worship is in Wednesday night. He is a true seeker. He came to the Wednesday night service. Always, the church council arrange the brothers or sisters. They are practice their translation. So usually, you know, the translator will influence the speakers. So I would say many times after the sermon, I don't feel comfortable. I just feel, tonight's sermon is so terrible. And I also thought about Yang Hing, because there are not many attendants. So I think a true seeker, a young true seeker, I don't know how does he feel about the sermon. And the attendants, most of them, they are a long time Christian. So I cannot just give the sermon for the true seeker. So I also thought, does Yang Hing feel so dry, so boring about the sermon? But thanks God, he kept coming. So it's the work of God. But for workers, yes, I worry about it. But thanks God, from his testimony, I know it's not necessary to worry about too much. And thank God, there's also many brothers and sisters took care Yang Hing. So all things work together for good. Let's also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to this dumb idols. However, you were led. Verse 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So we believe besides our effort, always plus the work of the Holy the Holy Spirit. And thanks God for my observation, Brother Yang Hing. He always cherished the experience he has. So even the sad issues about his father passed away, but from that he also can see how God take care his family, and I also can see how Brother Yang Hing cherish the life in the church, how he cherish the marriage God has provided for him. If I were Jesus, I would give him the Holy Spirit long time ago. But however, he is still praying for the Holy Spirit. God has God's timing. But I would say, Yang Hing, Brother Yang Hing, every time he prays so hard, it so touched me. So I always thought, if I were Jesus, I would give you the Holy Spirit. So your spirit for pursuing the Holy Spirit, I recognized you. We pray for him, and I also encourage you, keep going. One day, I hope very soon you will receive the Holy Spirit. We conclude this session here. Let's pray in silence. Amen. We take 10 minutes break, and then we